tobacco. In the late 1500s, a new product began to spread from the Americas to Europe: tobacco. Native peoples had grown and used tobacco for centuries in religious ceremonies, medicine, and recreation. When Spanish explorers arrived in the Caribbean and the Americas, they quickly noticed its popularity among local tribes. The Spanish, eager to profit, brought tobacco back to Europe, where it caused quite a sensation. At first, tobacco was seen as a luxury item. Europeans believed it had medicinal powers that could cure headaches, stomach pains, and even serious diseases. The Spanish crown quickly realized that tobacco could bring in large amounts of money. By the mid-1500s, Spain had established strict control over the growing and selling of tobacco. They managed plantations in the Caribbean and Central America, ensuring that Spain alone would profit from this New World crop. The Spanish set up a monopoly, which means they were the only ones allowed to officially trade tobacco in Europe. Ships carrying tobacco left ports like Havana in Cuba and sailed to Spain, where the product was taxed and sold at high prices. The Spanish crown made sure that other nations could not legally grow or trade tobacco. In fact, any Spaniard caught selling tobacco seeds to a foreigner could be put to death. Spain wanted to keep the riches from this valuable crop to itself. But Europeans outside of Spain were not content to sit back. Sailors, merchants, and smugglers from other countries, especially England, saw how popular tobacco was becoming. They wanted a share of the profit. English explorers like Sir Francis Drake brought tobacco back from the Americas in the late 1500s, and its popularity grew quickly among the English people. By the early 1600s, England decided it was time to grow its own supply. In 1607, the English established a colony of Jamestown in Virginia. At first, the settlement struggled to survive. Food was scarce, disease spread easily, and relationships with the local native tribes were often violent. Then, in 1612, a colonist named John Rolfe planted a sweeter variety of tobacco seeds he had obtained, nobody knows from where, possibly from the Caribbean. His experiment worked. The soil and climate of Virginia proved perfect for growing tobacco, and soon the colony had a profitable cash crop. The success of tobacco transformed Jamestown. Instead of barely surviving, the colony began to thrive economically. By 1619, Virginia was exporting large shipments of tobacco to England. English merchants were thrilled, and so was the English crown, which taxed the product heavily. Tobacco became the backbone of Virginia's economy, leading to the expansion of plantations and the demand for labor. At first, English indentured servants worked the fields, but soon the colony turned to enslaved Africans, beginning a tragic system of slavery that would last for centuries. By the mid-1600s, England had broken Spain's monopoly on tobacco. Spain still grew and sold large amounts, but English colonies in North America became the leading suppliers to Europe. Tobacco was no longer a rare luxury. It became a common product used across the continent. This shift marked an important turning point in history. Not only did tobacco fuel the growth of English colonies, but it also laid the foundation for England's rise as a powerful trading empire. In the end, tobacco was more than just a plant. It was a driver of exploration, colonization, and global trade. Spain may have been the first to control the tobacco trade, but it was England that turned it into one of the most profitable industries of the 17th century. I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.